Gavin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than showing up on the annual Davin's Den April Fool's Biggest Fools of the Year countdown. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
So this is one of our favorite shows of the year. This is a show about the biggest fools of the past year. We count them down to figure out who it is. It's one of my favorites. So we got 15 fools, because we each bring five fools to the table, vying for five spots.
Yes.
You excited?
Yes.
Let me play our the theme, the bumper I only get to play once a year. But oh, what a time it is.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Davin's Den fans across the world. Welcome to the Biggest April Fools, where Davin, Pip, and I count down the biggest fools of the year.
Start off with the athlete category, vying for spot number five, our biggest fool in the world of athletics over the past year. I'll start us off.
All right.
My biggest fool for the athletes, Ryan Lochte. You got Ryan Lochte too?
I do.
All right, so we'll co-argue this and Joe will lose.
Right.
Unless you have Ryan Lochte as well, Joe. Do you have Ryan Lochte as well?
No.
Okay, good. All right. So I'll start it and Pip can add whatever she wants to.
Okay.
U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte will be suspended from his sport for 10 months and won't be allowed to participate in the 2017 World Championship meet as a result of his role in a scandal in the Rio de Janeiro Olympics. Three other swimmers involved in the episode at a Rio gas station, Gunther Benz, Jack Conger, and James Feigen, also faced suspensions, but not as long as our boy Ryan. See, Lochte, 32, initially said he and three other swimmers were the victims of a dramatic robbery. When returning by taxi from a late-night party, Lochte claimed armed robbers posing as police officers held a gun to his forehead in a taxi holed up in Rio de Janeiro, feeding concern about the safety of the first Olympic Games in South America. The 12-time Olympic medalist later backtracked when a police investigation found security guards stopped the swimmers at the gas station after they committed an act of vandalism and just about $50 in damages. Benz, Conger, and Feigen have since publicly shared their version of the events with stories that differ from Lochte's original tale and essentially match surveillance video released by the Brazilian police. Early on August 14th, the group stopped at a Rio gas station to use the bathroom and, finding the door locked, urinated behind the building, during which time Lochte reputedly tore down a frame poster from the wall. Brazilian authorities have charged Lochte with falsely reporting a crime, which could be a fine or up to 6 months in jail. The police investigation began after Lochte had returned to the United States. The three other swimmers were blocked from leaving Brazil, and one, Feigen, faced a Brazilian judge for his statements to police regarding what happened at the gas station. He paid a fine of $10,800 to charity to settle the case. Brazilian authorities brought no charges against the other. Lochte's taking responsibility. Saying the International Olympic scandal was his fault and caused by his, quote, immature behavior. I over-exaggerated that story, and if I had never done that, we would not be in this mess, he told Matt Lauer. Lauer asked Lochte.
Said Lucy on many episodes.
Oh, Ricky!
What happened?
What happened?
Lauer asked Lochte about using the word victim in his earlier interview, and he said, well, you know, Lochte said, it's how you want to make it look like, Lochte responded. Whether you want to call it a robbery or call it extortion or us paying just for the damages. We don't know. All we know is there was a gun pointed in our direction and we were demanded to give money. He's lost a bunch of sponsor deals since then, including Speedo and Ralph Lauren. And this was all over $50. $50 worth of damages. Pip, anything to add?
Well, they were also suspended from swimming for 10 months and lost their monthly stipends that they were going to be paid.
You get caught in the pool. Hey, hey, get out of there. You're breaking the rule.
You're not allowed to swim.
You're not allowed to swim.
No.
Imagine if he's on a boat and it sinks. Sorry, you got to go down with the ship. You can't swim.
You can float.
You can float, but you can't swim.
No swimming.
Not even a doggy paddle?
Not even a doggy paddle. Nope. No.
Nope.
All right, Joe, so you're taking on a two-headed Lochte beast. What do you got?
All right, social justice warrior.
Oh, here we go.
Colin Kaepernick is now an unemployed loser. Last year, rather making a name for himself lighting up NFL scoreboards, Colin Kaepernick made a name for himself by constantly being the one getting lit up by both fans and commentators alike when he made the asinine decision to boycott standing during the national anthem before NFL
Did
games.
You add asinine, or is that from your source?
That's from the source.
Uh-huh.
To me, it's an
Sons
but
of Liberty.
It's an asinine.
Ah, the Sons of Liberty!
But it doesn't be your Sons of Liberty. It's an asinine, disrespectful.
Well, that's your opinion.
Thing. No, it's you know what? It's my opinion. It's a lot of people's opinion.
That's also a lot of people don't feel that way, but
well,
it's your opinion.
You want to know something? When a millionaire getting paid a lot of money to do what he loves doesn't have the respect to stand for a country that gave him the opportunity to do that,
you want to read the
he's
story?
A loser.
You want to read the story?
Okay. Why the boycott? Well, he said that he could not bring himself to stand for the flag of a country that opposes black people the way the United States does. As one man imagined, the reason Kaepernick cited the disrespectful protest of the flag so many Americans fought and died for, and it did not sit well for even the NFL's most casual fans. Some fans even claimed to be offended that they would no longer watch any NFL games, and it was kind of maybe a cause and effect that some of the ratings went down for the NFL. Due to that, he can't get a job being a quarterback this year, and pretty much that is the reason.
All right. Well, it's still the beginning of the offseason. Mm-hmm. He still has time as the show is airing. Also, there were also veterans who supported him and said, you know what, we don't agree with it, but this is what we fought for. It was very divisive, what he did.
It was.
There were a lot of people who felt like Joe did,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people who felt otherwise.
Yes.
That's why I feel this is a no contest, because Joe's Colin Kaepernick was divisive. You could be on one end of it. I'm not going to argue right or wrong. It's not the forum for this.
No, that's
everybody agrees Ryan Lochte was a moron.
Yeah.
I mean you rip off a stupid poster, pay, the cops show up, whatever they are, pay the $50, go on with your little swimming career. Don't make up this elaborate story and then find out there's video footage and your other swimming pals don't even go along with the story. Everybody knows when you got a plan, you all got to stick to the line.
When this happened, was this just one instance?
Yes, it was.
This was for Kaepernick, this was Sunday after Sunday after Sunday.
But you could make the argument he did it based on principle. It's hard to base a principle on lying about being held up.
When you're drunk.
That was very principled.
There's no indication.
Lose money at poker, you come home. What happened with the money from the gig? I don't know. I got rolled.
There's no indication they were drunk.
By some interns on a... area show.
Apparently you're revealing stuff.
But there was very principled peeing behind the building.
Yeah, like there's no argument. There's no way you can argue, you know, well, this makes sense with Ryan Lochte. There's no way with Joe. I mean, Joe's very passionate on the other side.
Right.
But I've heard people just as passionate on the side that Colin Kaepernick was doing the right thing. And other NFL players followed suit and followed his lead.
And in other sports.
And in other sports as well. So, one's a no-brain fool, and another one's an opinion fool.
I know, but this was a drunken antic between some swimmer
at a little thing called the Olympics?
A little thing called the Olympics, and this was a conscious effort to disrespect the country. Called an NFL football game.
Disrespect is opinion.
Week.
Disrespect is opinion.
Yeah.
The other side of that says is he's doing his constitutional right. He's being a conscientious objector. I mean, it all depends on perspective. That's the weakness on this one.
And also the swimmer situation, it was more, it's now there were, people were looking at it as they were casting aspersions on Rio de Janeiro, and it could possibly create an international incident.
Yeah, people are like, oh, it's not safe. Well, it is if you don't lie.
And you hold your pee.
Walking around Rio at night.
Well,
when they club you like a baby seal. Well, maybe they were right. Yeah, all right, stupid. Let's get the crowbar off your head and we'll take you to the hospital.
What type of... You got all these endorsements and you got to rip off a $50 poster and then lie about it.
Ridiculous.
The cops show up. Maybe they put a gun to his head. I don't know. Pay the $50. go on with your day.
Really?
Go on. Go on. And the fact that the other swimmer's like, uh-uh, you're on your own, Ryan. And he's not even the best Olympic swimmer.
Well, I like.
He was like our number two.
I liked it also. There was a camera at the Olympic Village. When they got back, they were like laughing and joking when they got out of the car. There was nothing about, oh, we just got in trouble. You know, it didn't match up with what they said.
That's why I think because Colin Kaepernick can be looked at passionately either way. I can't find any justification. I haven't heard anybody who's defended Ryan Lochte.
No.
So I think, do we agree?
Well, I'm sorry, Joe, but I think that Ryan's the bigger fool of it.
Yeah, because there's no moral basis behind it.
No, there's nothing principled
there's nothing. You could agree with what he did or disagree, but there's nothing principled about it. All right, let's take our break, and we will come right back. Back, we're doing the April Fool's Countdown on Davin's Den, one of our favorite shows of the year. Pip and I got on the board early with our athlete fool. We both said Ryan Lochte, and that nudged out Joe's Colin Kaepernick. So now we go to the celebrity fool, the biggest celebrity fool of the year, and we will have Joe open the bidding.
Okay, my celebrity fool of the year would be Mariah Carey in a performance on ABC's Dick Clark's New York Rockin' Eve, which was one of the worst live performances we've ever seen, and absolutely mesmerizing. It was a train wreck, utter train wreck, that was virtually impossible to look away from, much like 2016.
So she succeeded. You couldn't take your eyes off of her. I rest my case.
Things seemed to start off okay with Carey performing Auld Lang Syne, the folk song traditionally used to say goodbye to one year and welcome in the new one. Carey then transitioned to perform two of her own songs, Emotions and We Belong Together, and that's when everything started to go downhill very fast. Among other things, Mariah expressed open annoyance with the dancers on stage with her. Seemed to forget
I can relate. Yeah. Not to the dancers, but, you know, the people that are supposed to make you look better, they're not helping. I can relate.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. I have empathy for this woman.
Oh, dear.
And that's where everything started to go downhill very fast. She expressed open annoyance with dancers on stage, seemed to forget the words to her own songs, gave the stink eye to a number of people, and asked the crowd
to sing. Is that from Sons of Liberty, too? Yeah. Stink eye.
And asked the crowd to sing in place of her. She concluded.
Well, wait a second. That's part of your act. A lot of singers do that.
Yeah, but she hadn't been started singing at
all. And she's getting paid millions of dollars, and she should know her own songs.
So should Vince Neil, but it doesn't stop him.
No, but still. She concluded her performance by saying, "It just don't get any better," before turning and walking off the stage in an apparent mix of disgust and humiliation.
Again, I can relate. Often I've left the stage feeling the same combination of feelings.
We all have.
Yes.
So that's my...
it's a good one. I forgot about it. Yep. I got to be honest. I forgot about Mariah. Yeah.
I forgot about that, too.
I'll go with mine, and then you can close out the segment.
Okay.
This celebrity's actually opened for me.
Really?
Opened for me. Yeah, this was under the radar one. Joe's was right in front of everybody's face, and we just whiffed on it. This is an under the radar one, but a celebrity nonetheless. Jamie Kilstein.
Why didn't I think of that? Who is Jamie Kilstein?
That was very convincing. I thought, oh, my God, John knows who this is.
Bernie Himowitz.
Bernie.
I got, and this is
darn
how
it.
And this is how I do show prep? Really?
Joanna Bexton would be proud that all that money spent for that little five-second thing in a basement. You're quite the Shakespearean actor
are. Yeah, like the other Bexton students that are on Kevin Can Wait and this and that.
You know? I will tell you who Jamie Kilstein is. Independent progressive podcast Citizen Radio has dropped co-founder and co-host Jamie Kilstein after numerous women alleged the performer made inappropriate sexual advances or was emotionally abusive towards them.
Ooh.
Multiple women
you should be hauled off for that, too.
Multiple women have recently come forward with stories of being singled out by the popular comedian they had long admired, who they say he exploited status and feminist principles to make sexual advances towards them. Kilstein has performed comedy on Conan, appeared on cable channels like MSNBC, and has written for liberal sites including Jezebel. So he's known.
Wow.
This guy's known. Just not to Joe, because he's liberal. Although I'm surprised Joe didn't hate him anyway. This is the type of person Joe would hate.
I never heard of him.
Well, I guess that's now you can hate him. Now that you've heard of him.
Look, he gave you a Christmas present early.
You're welcome, Joseph.
Thank you, liberals.
Don't worry, Joe. You're going to have company with the liberals on hating this guy, too. this is a pile on the rabbit one. let's see. His work was based progressive ideals like fighting rape culture, advocating for reproductive rights, acknowledging white male privilege. In a 2013 video on male privilege, Kilstein told men, "Listen to women. Don't be a D to women." In a podcast discussion about Amber Heard's domestic violence accusation against Johnny Depp from August 2016 episode, he remarked, "Be a good person. Believe women." In the same episode, he told Kilcaney, that's his co-host, don't effing validate all those dudes who were hitting on you when you were trying to do your work. In a piece critiquing male feminism, Kilstein was touted as an example of an ally who strikes the right tone, telling Slate, "Any struggle I face is 0.00001% of the struggle women face in their day-to-day existence." Many progressive news sources put Kilstein on a pedestal. The news comes as a shock to progressives who follow Kilstein's work as an outspoken comedian, writer, musician who has styled himself as a male feminist. That's what he calls himself, a male feminist, and champion for women's rights.
He's a huckster. He's got a good line. I'm a good guy. I'm a nice guy. It's like that line.
Yeah, really.
At
yep.
the bar. You gotta,
yep.
Oh, you could. No, I'm not like the other guy. I'm a nice guy.
Right.
You, that old gag.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
How come girls always like the bad boys.
Yeah.
I'm so nice.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
Co-host Kilcaney, who is also Kilstein's estranged wife, they separated last year.
Her name's Kilcaney?
Kilcaney, excuse me. Announced Kilstein's departure from a show via Facebook post. On Monday, she wrote, "Recently, some disturbing allegations have been brought to my attention, entailing several women who have accused Jamie of being manipulative, emotionally abusive, predatory in his behavior. Kilstein allegedly used his position as boss to have a long-term sexual relationship with his employee while still being married to his co-host.
Oh, boy.
He also attempted to engage in sexual relations with another woman who was a fan of the show and who had a boyfriend. Another fan of his who had been the victim of sexual assault went back to his hotel room. She said it was a big deal to her because she felt safe." I don't think that's the right response.
Yeah,
I
know. Really, you big creep.
No, but it's just like you brought that line, huh? You got a receipt with that line?
She felt safe. Her safe place, because it was Jamie, and he's a male feminist. A few months later, she claims he was talking about he was talking about road F's. and she knew exactly who he was talking about, and she realized that she was just another one of his conquests. She said,
oh, wow.
She said, "How can I ever feel safe
can
after that?"
Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
If he's a feminist and all of a sudden he was talking on his show about road F's?
Yes.
Did he? Isn't that?
Did he not?
I didn't say he was good at it. I didn't say he.
That's like me stopping and talking about my support of Hillary. You know, it like, doesn't make sense. What are you doing? It's not what you do on the show. You know?
No.
So it turns out there's a whole group of women who have the similar experience with Kilstein. It's almost like he read from a script, all while calling himself a male feminist, holding himself up as an example for all progressive men to emulate.
Love
Don
it.
Giovanni Records, which released Kilstein's political punk band's album A Bit Much last year, has also severed ties with the performer. So Kilstein builds a brand for himself, which is extremely hard to do. We know this.
Yes.
And like so many fools, craps all over when he thinks he can get away with it. He was on his high horse looking down, and not only bad guys but normal guys, all while he was a terrible guy. He hasn't commented. Does he? I don't think this guy ever works again.
Well, I mean, when you set yourself up as being an example of a certain thing, and then behind the scenes you're this creep.
It would be like I was doing all this anti scam work, and then I was scamming.
You were
people.
Scamming people,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right. Oh,
so that's my celebrity feel pretty good about him. But we'll take on Pip. We'll take Pip here.
Okay. Well, you touched on my celebrity.
I'd love to.
Fool.
I see his celebrity did touch him, too.
A lot of people would. Mm. I'm talking about Johnny Depp. Mm. Johnny Depp is somebody who has had an illustrious career. He's been, really great in a lot of movies, a lot of,
We know what movies are.
You know who Johnny Depp is. You know what he's done.
You're not going to read his resume?
No, I'm not going to read his resume.
I think a little difference between Depp and Kilstein. Who?
Yeah. We'll squat at 21 Jump Street and move on from there.
Yeah.
A little bit of a problem with the fact that he's brought a little too much of one of his roles home. He keeps dressing like that darn pirate and doesn't seem to understand that he is not, in effect, Keith
Jack
Richards.
Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. Anyway.
It's cute when she tries.
One of the problems is that He and his wife Amber Heard had a really contentious domestic violence situation going on in their home, apparently, allegedly. And one of the things is that she was photographed and shown in People's June 13th issue with on the bruised and with a her eye and her cut lip. And also that she alleged that Johnny showed up at her birthday party inebriated and high and violently shoved her to the floor. Then police were called to their home that because of an alleged domestic violence issue there. And there was also a videotape of him being slightly incoherent and also yelling.
There's hours of us doing it.
and yelling abusive things at
hours and hours of us doing that, too.
Here's my point, is that here's a guy who has millions upon millions of dollars, and part of it is because of his credibility as, you know, a decent person who's a movie star, and now here he has a domestic violence case against
him.
So
he has the whole world and he's a domestic abuse case.
Yeah.
I say no.
I mean,
because he's not building his brand as a certain way. I mean, there's lots of people that are domestic abusers,
right,
but they don't tout themselves as great guys. We didn't know what Johnny Depp was. This is just another creep allegedly beating on his woman. I say no. Joe, what do you say?
I say, yeah, it's not creepy.
You say yes or no?
No. Okay. I say no.
It's not creepy enough?
No, it's creepy, but not where we are.
Not foolish?
No. So then we go with Mariah, who's obviously the bigger star.
Right.
Obviously did it on the biggest stage.
Right. Biggest stage, New Year's Eve, in front of millions of people, lip-synced, couldn't even do that, and made a total blithering fool out of herself.
Mariah will work again. She's more interesting now than ever because she's human. People will flock to her. They want to see what Mariah is going to do next. This dude ain't working again. He wasn't big enough to do this.
But it's not a case of where their future employment. It's a case of who looked like the biggest fool. You're on stage, live, New Year's Eve, in front of thousands of people in Times Square, the pinnacle of the free world. The show is also being broadcast to millions of people across the world, and you totally bombed.
Well, but you didn't mention something in your story. It's something that we can all relate to. Tech issues played a big part of that.
She claimed that. We don't know if that's really true.
Well, listen, we've all been in tech issues. Some of us handle better than others. But
as an entertainer that's making, and I'm sure Mr. Helix will attest to it.
Yes, he knows about performing in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
No, but he does know about performing as a musician, and things happen.
She
and
didn't
you
handle
it out.
Well.
She didn't.
No.
She didn't ruin her brand.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
But it was a case of who looked like the biggest fool.
I think the guy who coined the term male feminist and then turns out to be
you don't know. But the thing about it is, nobody really knows about this guy on a grander scale.
He's a regular on Joe Rogan's show.
Okay, Mariah Carey is one of the biggest stars in the world.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah. You're neglectful of the fact that there's a whole realm of celebrities that we're unaware of. These internet stars, these YouTube stars, they wind up on shows like Dancing.
I understand that. We're talking about Mariah Carey.
But I don't think being the biggest celebrity means you're the biggest fool.
But you're the biggest fool when you're the biggest celebrity, you're on the biggest stage in the world on one of the biggest nights of the year. And you screwed up.
But we don't know if she screwed up. We know she didn't handle it well.
She'd screwed up.
She
you don't.
So poorly.
You've been singing these songs for years, and you can't sing.
If
you
she can't
know.
Hear, if she can't hear where they are in the monitor, that's what she
then
said.
Then you figure it out. You make millions of dollars.
I don't know.
I've
seen plenty of celebrities have hissy fits. I saw Billy Joel have a hissy fit about balloons dropping from the ceiling. I've seen plenty of celebrities.
Was it New Year's Eve in front of the biggest audience in the world?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
He was filming a DVD.
That's fine. You could always make another one. This was a one event. I vote Mariah Carey, Biggest Fool Entertainment.
But they're just saying that because of her stature.
Absolutely.
Talking about the next day.
Absolutely.
I have to go with Joe on this one.
Yes. Did everybody tweet about when this guy happened?
Yes.
Everybody did it.
Did it
explode to the size that it did of Mariah Carey?
But
what did you just say? You just said no. It did not.
To talk about scale. This guy.
I'm talking about scale because it is about scale.
Stupid.
I understand that.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
All right.
No,
I caught you with your drawers down on that one. That's what happened.
This guy was known for one thing. Now you have all these liberal sites who loved him. they no longer love him. He's done there. All the conservatives who hated this guy mm-hmm. hate him too. He's got no place to go. They're no his ex-wife wants nothing to do with who is his co-host. The show that he co-founded. He can't even go back to that. He lost the stupid punk label. He can't do music anymore. He can't do comedy anymore. And he really can't do a podcast now. You can go watch him at Subway. That's what he's doing.
But on the stature. Mariah
this guy lost more. This guy lost more.
Absolutely
he lost
not.
More, but
Mariah still has a show on VH1.
He ended up looking creepy.
He looked creepy. This was a foolish. This was a foolish
moment.
Oh, no,
I think it's foolish when you build a brand and you crap all over it.
And I think it's foolish when you go in front of the pinnacle of the free world on the biggest night of the year in front of millions
upon millions of people. How would you have handled it? If you couldn't hear,
dance around complaining. If
you can't hear what's going on, how would you handle it?
I would have handled it, and it has happened when you lost the monitor.
How would you handle it?
I would have got the song back, and I would try, and I would remember the words and pick up the band.
But if you can't hear where they are,
I'll tell you exactly what you do. You start singing the lead on the. You should know your own music, where you sing the lead to the song, and everybody follows.
I've seen
in.
You forget your own jokes.
But
I forget my own jokes.
You're not talking as a musician, and as Mr. Helix will attest to. If you're lost in a song, you're leading the song. You get the bass line. Your musicians are professional. They'll follow your lead and they'll bring the tune in. When you're in a moment like that, if you're a professional and you're not a diva and you know it's got to be done, you get that job done.
And you don't skip rehearsal like she did.
Well,
that's a legend.
We don't know.
But nonetheless, this was on a pinnacle of the free world and millions of fucking thousands of people.
Speaking of fools.
In front of thousands of people. And this
now.
Yeah. In front of thousands of people. In front of millions of telecast.
I don't know.
Mariah Carey, the biggest fool.
I think it's all just based on who she is. I don't think it's the most foolish
thing. It should be based on who she is. That's what she
is. Performers flub stuff, have tech issues all the time. We see it all the time. It wasn't out of the realm. It was just that happened to be at the biggest moment.
Exactly.
But she didn't do anything extra foolish.
She did too. She absolutely did.
I've seen many a performer.
She expressed open annoyance on stage. What was going on?
I can relate.
But you're not in the context of being a musician. If you're a comic, you'll call them over. She could even call the moment on that, but she didn't because she's a diva. She's spoiled, and she got caught because she's lip syncing the songs. And even if she wasn't, she doesn't know her own music. She is the biggest fool.
Have you? Most of these musicians don't. I saw Police. Most of them have the words coming.
It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, a lot of them have the lyrics on the thing. But the thing is that she could have sung like a cappella then because nobody was hearing music.
And I'll give you an example. Let's say on some thing, I have my iPad and I have the
she could have handled it better. I'm not saying she handled it well. That's not my argument. I'm saying she still has a career. And then this guy crapped all over
his brand.
We're
not talking about employment opportunities here. We're talking about this guy was
Milli Vanilli. This guy Milli Vanillied it. That's what he did. I have this
so
brand.
So did she.
She's going to be fine.
How do you know that? How do you know where her career is
going to
go?
Because she's still got a show on
VH1. But we're not talking about her employment opportunities.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. We're talking about who was the biggest fool and who looked like a total fool. And Mariah Carey, in this context, in front of the pinnacle of the free world, Times Square, New Year's Eve, billions of people watching it all over the world, millions all over the world, she made an utter and total fool out of herself. Ions past this guy.
Well, it's just because it's bigger. I don't think it's more foolish.
Fine,
Rule. You want it for him?
Yeah.
I think that's lame, but all right. We got to take a break.
Thank you, Counselor. Okay.
Christ. Dude. We are back. We are doing our April Fool's Countdown. Joe just got on the board with Mariah Carey over Johnny Depp and Jamie Kilstein, who celebrity is, I guess, in the eye of the beholder.
I guess.
So now this is open fool, any category, any type of fool. We will go. This is vying for number 3. Pip, start us off.
Okay. As our general fool, anyone who was dressed up as a clown during the clown attacks... There was a spate of clown attacks in 2016 where people were seeing clowns walking around in general areas, through graveyards, in woods, out in the streets, and people were getting frightened because they thought that these clowns were up to no good, and indeed some of them actually were.
These clowns were up to no good.
Causing trouble in my neighborhood.
I think there's more than the certified amount of clowns in that car.
Yeah.
That car does not see 21.
No.
There's no way they all have seatbelts.
No, I'm thinking not. And you know what they use for the horn for that car?
No.
Somebody's nose.
Waka waka.
So, I mean, if you're up to no good in a clown suit.
It's the only way I am up to no good.
No, absolutely. There's no way that you're going to walk. You're going to be able to talk yourself out of it. You can't say to a cop who stops you, because there are people that are afraid because of all these different clown events that are happening, and they're frightened of the weirdos dressing up as clowns.
Was it in the community where these attacks had happened, where like these clowns were walking around? I remember the time was going on, but where this guy was walking around, were there actually other clown incidents?
There were other clown incidents. There were copycatting.
But in this guy's neighborhood where he was walking around?
All over the place.
Well, I know they were all over the place, but I'm asking, like, specifically. And like, Smithtown, where this clown's walking around.
I'm not talking... No, my thing is, anybody who was dressed up like a clown walking around, while this clown was out there actually causing, fear and criminal
mischief. But this is just a regular run-of-the-mill clown.
Yeah. These are people that were dressing up as clowns and trying to terrorize other neighborhoods.
Right, but the guy who you're talking about was not trying to terrorize anybody.
No, he wasn't. Well, they don't know what his point was.
Well, maybe he works with children.
I'm thinking maybe he works with Stephen King.
Okay. Was that it?
Yes, it. That was the scary clown.
So he's walking around.
So these people are walking around being copycats of the guy who was walking around dressed as a clown. Anybody who's read Stephen King is pretty much going to shoot on sight if they see some creepy clown walking around their neighborhood, walking through a graveyard, walking through...
So now you're advocating actually shooting clowns.
No!
That's what you just did.
No,
okay.
I'm not saying that they should.
Said anybody who sees a clown...
Most people are afraid of clowns to start with.
Clearly that's not the truth.
A lot of people.
Enough
people are afraid of clowns. So they're not going to react rationally
when
they see...
But for you to go out on your limb and say that the people should shoot them...
Not to shoot them. Well, I'm not saying they should. Okay. They might.
So he gets picked up by the police?
Well, no, these are a lot of these people.
So this is just a group of people.
A group of people who decided to be copycats and walk around dressed as clowns. And I'm saying, this is not the thing that you want to copycat. This is the kind of thing that if you're walking around... Now, if you're walking through a neighborhood and you're just like a normal person, you can come up with a story what you're doing there. If you've got a red nose and a big
Irish.
Multicolored rainbow wig...
Gay Irish.
And big, big shoes.
Gay Irish well endowed. Go on. I got it all. Let's go. Come at me, baby. I got this covered. You got nothing for me.
You could talk yourself out of it.
Although, you know what? No. Yeah, how could you be Irish and well endowed? I have to back
up. That never happens.
Maybe prosthetics.
Prosthetics. Is that a clown nose? No.
But you could squeeze it.
Yeah. Is that a balloon animal?
So the clown imposters are your fools.
The clown imposters are the fools. This is a dangerous thing to be doing. You're going to be shot on spec. That's...
All right. Let's take our break.
Okay.
And we'll come back and Joe will have his.
Okay.
And we'll see how that holds up. Very good. So Pip went in for the number three fool with a group of people, a group of clowns running around in clown outfits, not the scary clowns, but trying to confuse people. I don't know what they were trying to do.
Trying to copycat the scary clown.
Trying to copycat the scary clowns.
Mm-hmm.
Pip has that for her fools. Joe, what do you got?
Man wins bet by chugging bottle of tequila, dies minutes later.
I saw that story.
A 23-year-old man died after chugging a bottle of tequila during a friendly wager at a Dominican nightclub. He won $630, but just minutes later, he lost his life. The cause of death was listed as an alcohol intoxication by the medical examiner. The tragic incident happened earlier this week in the city of La Romana in Eastern Dominican Republic and was captured by a video on a cell phone. Because you want to treasure moments like that. It's like treasured moments.
Put this on YouTube. Send it to mom.
Yeah really.
Yeah, play it at the funeral. Why? Why? guy here.
Chug, 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 chug.
There's some reasons.
There you go. Well, anyway, the young man.
Really? You do one temple in it. Joe books one Jewish gig, and all of a sudden he knows Yiddish.
I actually, as we said, this is a quick story. We had a random problem, and the cantor goes, oy vey, and I go, I go, Volt, and Javin just looks at me.
He's like, wow.
I had a lot of looks going that night.
By osmosis.
The young man identified as Kelvin Rafael Mejia is first seen on his feet drinking the tequila straight from a bottle. When he's done, he's handed the cash prize on a bill at the time, and a few seconds later, he can barely stand anymore and needs to be assisted by two men on each side. Shortly after, he collapses and never regains consciousness.
Well, that'll happen.
That'll happen. That's called death. He was taken to a nearby... He was taken to a nearby clinic where he was declared dead. According to El Universal, the events unfolded after Mejia approached a table where a group of clients were betting money on how much tequila they could drink in a single gulp. He asked to join. The management of the place, the Vaca Lounge, said the nightclub had no involvement in the deadly incident. The only contests we ever do are dance contests or costume contests.
Probably they went as clowns.
Probably with more, yeah. Or
did
with
you just say it was the Vaca Lounge? V-A-C-A?
The Vaca Lounge. V-A-C-C-A. 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 Okay. That's what the name of. Anyway.
How much tequila have you had?
According to local media, the man was a regular patron at the place and had recently become a father. He is my... vote as the biggest fool.
For doing a drunken
man.
Trick. That's what it comes down to, doing a drunken trick.
Mm-hmm.
Was he sober?
And losing his life.
Yeah, I don't know how much that weighs.
As Daffy Duck, you said, we can only do it once. Unquote.
Now, Pip wanted to make, before we move on, Pip wanted to make a case for her clown that she forgot to.
Clown.
Oh, no. There was just one other point. You know, because we're saying the biggest fools.
Mm-hmm.
Besides terrorizing the neighborhoods and you know, setting yourself up for putting yourself in danger, you look like a jackass. Okay, go forward.
Wait, what now?
You look like a jackass.
All these people look like jackasses.
That's why they're fools.
Yeah, that's why they're on the list. She goes on the break. I got my strongest argument.
A
really?
Respected pillar of the community in a church. Save babies from a burning orphanage. Where do I sit? No, because they're all idiots.
No,
these
people. No. In a clown suit. Oh, jackass.
So we got clown suit versus guy who does a dare.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. But she's got a whole bunch of clowns in her. She's got a syndicate.
None of them lost their lives, though.
Yeah, but I don't think losing their lives, and I will do mine shortly, but I don't think losing the life is a defining factor. Because then you automatically go to the Darwin Awards.
Yeah,
I think any time, well, yes, they died. But that, but that means they can't live to be a fool again. We'd hate to see people disqualified just for dying, Joe.
Yeah, but this pretty much wins. I mean, this is like the ultimate statement right here.
Dead people, hilarious.
Dead people, hilarious. Yeah, we've discovered that in the past. I don't know. I mean, Joe, how do you feel your stacks up against hers?
I think it stacks up pretty well. I think what he did is really, really foolish, more than being a clown because it involved losing his life.
Well, I mean, being walking around dressed as a clown in the woods after someone's...
They were in the woods?
Walking through the woods and graveyards.
You didn't say
things.
Where they were.
I did say that. You weren't listening to me.
I was distracted by Joe rustling through papers.
Looking for the nuts he stored last night. Yes, I know.
Well, it's not like I was in a Wolverine in a garbage can.
Did you hear you?
Close. Very close.
What a surprise that would be. I expected a raccoon, but a Wolverine? A little much. I didn't expect to see an X-Men here.
Did you see your Wolverine stop and go, really? Really? Am I that bad?
We did not mean to offend any Wolverines in the making of this show.
Yes, we respect Wolverines and what they do.
Joe's opinions are simply Joe's alone and do not reflect the opinions of Wolverines of the staff at Davinston.
No Wolverine reputations were harmed in the making of this radio show.
Well, I think a little bit. I think a little bit. I think a lot of reputations have come
to
harm.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
all you need is one redneck who watched one too many Stephen King movies, and those clowns are gone.
But we didn't have that.
That's right.
We had potential for death. Uh-oh. We didn't have absolute death. Just because they didn't eat the worm doesn't mean that they didn't have the potential
for
death.
But what these people did was stupid. What this guy did was really stupid.
Well, when you throw an adverb in there like that, Joe.
Yes, right. Oh, well, if it was really.
Thank you, counselor.
You're welcome, counselor.
Where'd you get that from? The Trump Law School? Yeah. Throw in as many words as possible?
I'm sorry. If you want that, what he did was bigly.
Bigly stupid.
Bigly stupid.
All right. Come back. I'll have my candidate. Don't go anywhere. All right, so vying for number three, we got Pip and the Insane Clown Posse. And we got a Dominican who drinks tequila and should have stopped. And wanted to kill himself.
Should have stopped.
Just because your friends tell you to drink a whole bottle of tequila, would you? Yes.
Yes.
So now we got mine. Vying for number three. Men fall down cliff while playing Pokemon Go. Joe's looking away. You can see his reaction.
Well, now do Ann Jackson.
Not tonight, we're not. I'll read the story.
Do we have to?
Really?
Oh, yes. Two men in their early 20s fell an estimated 50 to 90 feet down a cliff.
Sorry. This is so terrible.
I can tell by your reaction. Fell down a cliff in Encinitas, California on Wednesday afternoon while playing Pokemon Go, San Diego County Sheriff's Department Sergeant Rich Eaton said. The men sustained injuries, although the extent is not clear. Pokemon Go is a free-to-play app. It's a free-to-play app that gets users up and moving in the real world to capture fictional, quote, pocket monsters.
Get them flying, too.
pocket monsters.
Known as Pokemon. The goal is to capture as many of the more than 100 species animated Pokemon as you can. The app warns users to stay aware of the surroundings or that signs posted on a fence near the cliff said, no trespassing, do not cross.
Because there's nothing to cross onto except air.
Except onto the rainbow bridge, yeah. You idiots.
Well, they're not kittens.
I love kittens.
I like kittens and puppies.
When firefighters arrived at the scene, one of the men was at the bottom of the cliff, while the other was three quarters of the way down and had to be hoisted up.
Oh.
All right. So, these are not children.
No.
These are adults. They should know better.
You'd say.
I do. The game comes with warnings. There are warnings in the real world. They ignored them all. How engrossed do you have to be to walk off a cliff?
As engrossed as Joe was looking for his story.
but still, nobody lost their life. But
and
my guy,
it can't
my
be the determining factor. It can't be the determining factor, because then you just go right to death.
Death.
You can't do that.
Did both of these guys live through that?
So far.
Wow. Wow.
They might die of embarrassment. They're probably never going to have a girlfriend again.
They didn't before.
I still think my story is the better story.
Outside of death, law. Why, Joe? Give me your passionate argument outside of death.
Because I think that.
All right, before we do that. Before we do that.
Yes, please.
Are we giving any love to Pippin or clowns?
I think she still has more to say on this.
I still do think that there I have a shot here because.
Why? Did the clowns run off a cliff?
Well, let her explain.
Okay. No.
Take your time.
Yes.
Was it supposed to be a blowout?
But we want to hear. No, we need to hear both sides. We're passionate about our stories, and we need to hear.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking that with all of these people that are walking around trying to scare people, it's just like if you had any other kind of situation where people were afraid of something, some scare, some gangs or something, you're not going to go out and dress up like gang members and go, whoa, around your neighborhood to try to freak people out because
people
they're afraid
of gang warfare. People do it on Halloween.
Yeah.
I know. But
it's a whole holiday dedicated to
everybody
it.
Everybody knows it's Halloween. Nobody's going to go out with a shotgun try to protect their property.
If any sort of encounter or harm had come to these clowns, I would feel you would have a stronger argument, Pip. But these clowns went unencumbered. And then nobody stopped them, harassed these clowns. They weren't as freaked out as you.
There wasn't the element of danger that came across them, as in my story and Davin's story.
Yeah. But does that make somebody foolish? Because there was an element of danger? Or is this just stupidity? You wasted your time.
I think your people are foolish.
Oh, yeah. They
wasted
their time.
I just don't think they're as foolish as chugging a whole bottle of tequila or walking off a cliff playing a video game.
Well, I mean, if we're going to bring it down to somebody had to die at the end, which
no,
I didn't
it's
think
not
was
that.
Part of it.
No,
okay.
It's not that.
Okay.
Joe just went the easy way, as Joe's apt to do.
Joe wants to win badly, and he's got a dead guy. Yeah, well, so yeah, he thinks he's got a ringer.
Joe always knows he wants to go to the death. I get it.
I have my reasons wanting to argue this case.
I know
All
you
right.
do. And now you can.
I feel...
Were you touched by a drunk Dominican?
No. No.
Would you like to be?
No.
We have one in the wings.
Sure.
No. But I feel that somebody that has, you know, a family, somebody that is trying to be responsible, to do something like this, you would know the consequences, and it would be a foolish thing to do, where they were engrossed in their game, and they did not realize that severe consequences were going to fall upon them. They did not. They did not start their endeavor knowing their.
I think maybe initially they didn't realize, but as they walked off the cliff, they probably didn't realize. As their little feet were moving off the cliff, they probably didn't realize. But once they looked down, which is the only way you can fall when walking off a cliff, they realized.
Ask the coyote.
Exactly. That's my point. It's the coyote.
And there was no sign there saying free bird seed either.
They did get hit with an Acme anvil.
Well, you're standing there with your feet wiggling in the air.
That's what I'm saying. They're wiggling. Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is good. Oh, look, there's a Pokemon. Where? Below you. Ruh-roh. Look down. And then they fall.
Yeah. And it waves and it goes.
Yeah, when you're bending your 20s, it's embarrassing enough that you're playing Pokemon Go.
Yes.
When you walk off the cliff, even more embarrassing. When the police have to come and hoist you.
You have to get on the airlift because you're looking after, like, imaginary creatures.
I think I got this one, kids.
I'm still a little passionate on mine.
Yeah.
You know, I still think the element was there of danger.
He wasn't thinking danger. He was thinking, I'm going to get $600.
I know, but he's still thinking by doing something that potentially is dangerous.
No, I don't think. I don't think the thinking of any danger played into that at all.
Maybe he'd already been drinking. By the time he got. Because, I mean, that's enough to give you alcohol poisoning, but I think he was already drunk when he started this.
I say it's my guys walking off the cliff playing Pokemon Go.
I go with that.
I got that one. So to recap, we got Ryan Lochte for Pip and I on the board as our athlete fool. We got Mariah Carey with Joe's pick, number four on the board.
Right.
As our celebrity fool. And our regular fool, number three, we have Pokemon players walking off the cliff. Now, we're going to do parts two and one on the internet version of this. You guys can download the podcast if you want. You can go to davinsden.com. Davinsden.com. You can follow us on...
Somebody must have had some of this tequila. My story, huh?
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, at davinsden. I'll be on April 5th, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy at Andiamo in Haworth, New Jersey. For tickets, call 201-384-1551. Thursday, April 6th, I'll be in New York, New York at Broadway Comedy Club. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.